Blog Talk Radio.
Give us free. Give us free. Give us free.
Your Honor, please instruct the defendant that he cannot disrupt these proceedings with such alcohol.
Give us free!
If we are to have any semblance of order,
give us
conversations with intelligent black men. Now, people of color on a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. With your host, Taki Hicks, a.k.a. Black Neo, freeing minds from the matrix with technology, and the co-host that does the most, JC, a.k.a. Apple Black. The spear chucker that's shutting down the fucker. And it's on right now. So let's get on out of here. This show is dedicated to all those who have an inquiring, rational, and compassionate mind. To every person with the ability to throw off the chains of comfortable habit and unwarranted assumption and move in a new direction that is guided by reason and observational evidence, no matter where that direction may lead. Our main objective is and will continue to be freedom, baby.
Yo, we out here connecting with real people to make a real difference in a world that has forgotten the principles that made it. Yo, it's time for the economically and financially challenged people in this world to be empowered with solutions that produce real results.
Welcome.
Freedom. Give it to you.
It's the boy Taki.
Keep it real, you know, and be flat out about everything.
everything, and as I have given my word to be transparent. And, you know, when you've been through what I've been through and done what I've done, you get to the point where your word is all you have. So I have to keep my word. And hence, I'm even doing this show right now. I'm actually en route to somewhere else because of the plans and everything with the show going the way it went. But I did say and I did promise that my show would be at 9:30 Eastern time. And so here we are. But totally transparent to let you know for the show will be the final episode. We won't be having any more episodes after this one. To be real with everybody, the reason for that is reconcilable differences. I'll put it like that. You know, when I started this show, Conversations with Intelligent Black Men, I started this show based on conversation and all that, but you know, a lot of that was because trying, and I just have to keep it real, trying to keep my co-host happy, and you know, because when I started out, I mentioned that there would be no religious debating, and received awards and excellence in ministry and accolades, but that's the point. My point is, I did not want to have this be what has been my experience, is a bunch of people arguing about religion and religious beliefs and what is spirituality and whatnot, and that really coming to this show to definitely be a show of solution. And it's been a journey. And we actually allow based on religion and spirituality and things that have happened. But, you know, for the most part, I'm even being heard on this episode, but either way, I want to continue with sharing from my heart. You know, I created wisdom based on wisdom I accumulated over my years of research and study and what I've done, and you know, mainly because I found that the wisdom of ancient Africans, our people, that they, because of that wisdom, they enjoyed a level of civilization that has been unparalleled in history. Now, if you don't know, real story, but I won't even go into that. Hopefully I'm talking loud enough. And the purpose of the wisdom was to bring this wisdom to our people in the masses in digital form, you know, and that's been my goal from the get, and some of you will be listening to either of my shows. That I am directing my focus towards the cause of my black people out there. And some of you may call that racist prejudice or whatever. I call it pride in my people. It's only when a black man wants to have problems, it's considered even considered racism or anything. Now, my biggest problem has always been my time. You know, I do a lot. I have business. I have family. I have all things going on in the fire. And so, of course, I need the help of a co-host. And I appreciate all that my co-host did in contribution. And like I said, it just continued on because of incredible differences. Maybe one of the biggest things was my time being so busy, not being able to focus on certain things like I would have wanted to focus on certain things. The story of actually always. Press for time and always just doing so. I'm doing this show on the road on a laptop in my vehicle, and you know, it is what it is. Just to reinforce and give y'all a better idea of just how bad it is, I'm gonna play this on my voicemail from my sister. That's bad, right? Your family doesn't deal a lot of times. And I apologize for that. Like I said, another one of my 2 year resolution, more available as well. But this is kind of funny.
You're always available. At every moment, this is your sister. Can you please give me a call? I appreciate Timothy.
Okay, so you see, Israel, I'm several occasions as far as reachable and being available, you know, for people. I just get so involved in my work, you know, putting in 18-hour days pretty much 7 days a week. You start to become a little unavailable, but my resolution this year has been putting things in prioritizing and organizing what I feel is really important to me, which is things like this show and my other show and of course family. Devotion to a cause. The cause of my people. And one of the things I've learned in my studies of ancient African history, if you hear that beeping, yeah, that's Facebook. I don't know if people hear it or whatever. I don't know. But as well. But it is what it is. Like, on the road, off the head, no notes, no pre-planned anything with this black man from the heart and let me know where this show is going, why, and but my concern is when it comes to our people and I find that the greatest thing, one of the main things it seems to be heavily focused on in that generation of African history. We're talking about when 2500 BC, somewhere out there. When they taught in the mystery schools, we don't quite know what all was taught in the mystery schools, and hopefully we'll find that out as well. But we don't know key principles to the African mindset and teachings of that time was harmony. Harmony amongst ourselves, harmony with the universe, harmony with nature, harmony with the other animals. Harmony. But one thing for certain, that the spirit of brotherhood and the desire to govern ourselves can definitely benefit us today, you know, as we did back in those days. They didn't have police in those days. They didn't have prisons. They didn't even have a government as we see it. No kings. It worked, and it was right. And I'm finding, you know, the more and more I just try to bring this harmony to programmed a mindset of hatred towards our own people. You know, we learn to hate each other, and it's a thing that so we have this hatred from the get. You know, I mentioned in my weekly show that, you know, we see each other on the streets and we try to act like we don't even know each other. We don't even acknowledge each other. Say, hey, what's up? Hey, my brother. You know, we are supposed to love each other. Where is that love today? You know, as a people, learn more about the wisdom of ancient Africans and the system that they had and how they lived in so much harmony then, as opposed to the total chaos and disharmony that we live in now. Why are we feeling that we even in competition with each other? We are not in competition with each other. We're on the same team, y'all. And the team, just look at the news. They're trying to wipe this team out. They're doing atrocities. Before we were supposed to be emancipated and freed and whatnot, and it's wrong. And you know, it's time for us as a people to start loving each other. We're all the same people. We go through the same thing, and we're in the same struggle. You know, it's interesting. Recently, been letting my black people know about the Black Business Network, which was based on the principles that Marcus Garvey, back in his time, brought to our people, and it was a solution that was working. It was working real well, and with us thinking black, being black, and buying black, being into our people, buying from our people, supporting our black business people. Whereas now, as the rumor that has been spread by big corporate America that saw that Tower of Babel, if these people keep going the direction they're going, they're going to be unstoppable. We've got to put in this black people buying from other black people and supporting other black people. So let's put some rumors out there like black people are dirty. They don't do good customer service. Black businesses, they charge too much. They always don't. We have to have an economic base, people, and that's the start. That is the first solution that we need to go in. And in that direction. Now, hold on. It looks like I have another caller, and I definitely want to make sure I can even be heard. So, caller, I have no idea what the number is because it's coming up as private, I guess. But you are on. Let me make sure I can even hear you. But you are on. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
I am doing great, my sister. What is your name?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Just one second. I hope I can be heard.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I want you to know your audio is terrible. I'm trying to listen to you, and, man, you are fading out for like 3 and 4 minutes at a time. I mean, it's just and I want to say this, not to be alarmed, but I just feel like Blog Talk does this when you're saying things that are righteous and timely and riveting. You know, all of a sudden people begin to have technical difficulties. But I just want to let you know I'm listening to you, and the audio is awful. What do you think the remedy should be?
Well, for one thing, I'm talking on a computer without my headphones because, like I said, I did not plan this to be my situation, but it is what it is, and so I'm talking actually right on my laptop. But I do feel you, my sister, where a lot of times, a lot of my technical difficulties, I do sometimes feel that it is sabotaged due to the truth being exposed. But thank you.
Okay, well, and I'm going to continue to listen. I did have a couple of comments, but I don't want to take up any time where you could be speaking. So if you don't mind, I would just continue to listen, and maybe it'll get a little clearer, and then I can comment.
Yes, you're coming through loud and clear. It's definitely my end, and I apologize for that. And I will allow you to come on again as well. I do have another caller, which I want to allow to speak as well. And they're calling from the 678 area code. And caller, you are on. Hello?
Hey, how you doing? This is Q in Atlanta.
How you doing, my brother?
Hey, how you doing? Like the sister, I'm a little confused, so I'm trying to get more clarity because I kind of seems like you in quite a few different places. So I'm kind of be patient to get unconfused.
My apologies, brother. You know, basically what I am imparting to people today. I'm just trying to be transparent. And, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail on that, but until further notice, this will be my last episode on here. My weekly show, Let's Get It Cracking, through the weekday morning. It's a short show, but I do that religiously every morning. That show will continue, but this show, as it stands right now, this will be the last episode of this right here. And I know I promised everyone to speak on the Willie Lynch letters. We did have that planned previously, but like I said, things didn't work out the way maybe I felt they should have, and so we have this, what we have today. My apologies. My audio is horrible. I don't have my mic with me. I'm just, like, talking in front of my computer, literally in my vehicle as I prepare to go to another engagement I have to go to.
I understand. So what is the focus of your bow-out show? What is the focus today? I do a mail show on Thursday, so I'm just curious what your focus today is.
My focus today, I was just talking about harmony between us as a people, as it was way in ancient times before other civilizations even in from my research, even on the map, and it's like with that you cannot catch. We don't seem to be able to continue in harmony as a people, and that's where my heart is. And like I said today, my heart is heavy because of a lot of events that took place earlier today. And like I said, with my co-hosts and things that didn't go quite the way maybe I felt they should have went. And I'm kind of just like venting today, my brother.
Let me make a suggestion, because I'm a counselor for a men's group. And let me make a little small suggestion. Sometimes, you know, it's a good thing to let things happen free fall, because you never know where the message comes from. I told a client a couple of days ago, there's a difference between trying to help and being right. And when people come on my show, I tell them the same thing. I say, you know, there's a difference between trying to dominate and trying to be part of. And we were talking about relationships in general, whether it's at work, whether it's in nature. And I think, you know, when you mention, and I don't know how true it is, but when you mention the time back in the day of our people, I don't know if you're talking about the time of Africa with the K, Nubia, or the time of Xerxes. But I think our people have always been at each other. I just think that there has been such a distaste for war that everybody stayed in their mutual corners and treated each other with some due of respect the way Native Americans did, and so on and so forth. I don't think we ever had peace per se. I just think that now, here's where I do agree with you, is that now we're all over the place, and especially as males, we don't have a vision, we ain't got no leadership, and those people who are our leaders, we get mad with them if they say pull our pants up. So I think that's where we're failing. I tend to say on my show a lot, the older black male is killing the whole black community only because he's the only one not pulling up young black males. Sisters pull up sisters. I'm quite sure the other sister that just got off will tell you that. Sisters will pull up sisters. Sometimes sisters, even if they hate each other, they'll try to pull each other up in an organization or an industry. White folks do it. Jews do it. Latins do it. Black males are the only ones I've seen here in America who have this I got mine, you got to get yours mentality. And I think it's kind of like what you said, because they want to control the outcome. And you really can't control the outcome. You just got to let it go free flow. But what do you think?
I agree with you on that, brother. And the only part that I question is the time that I'm talking about is that's around 2500 BC, where there was a civilization of people, and you mentioned Nubia. That's the people I'm talking about, where they lived in harmony, and it was without a police system. It was without an actual government or chiefs and stuff like that, but there was still harmony amongst those people. Now, you bring up a definitely good point of maybe it was the distaste for war. I have not delved into that, and that could possibly be, but I as far as I know, there was a time where we lived in harmony, and it was nothing like it is today.
Well, 2500 BC is actually Xerxes' time. Xerxes was Alexander before Alexander, so Xerxes controlled everything, so there was no uprising. There was no having your opinion. He ran everything from the tip of northern Egypt, before it was called Egypt, all the way over to some part of India. So it was like a wave of that he did. The only thing he didn't really control is lower Ethiopia and certain parts of Croatia, which is known to people today as Armenia. So, yeah, that's probably why you experienced that, because Xerxes controlled everything. You got your hair cut off. You didn't do what Xerxes wanted you to do.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with that part. And like I said, and brother, I do want to know some information about your show, if you can
just kind of let us know so I, myself, and anyone else listening can join into that show as well.
I appreciate it. I normally run a show called Black Manhood Lessons. I just got so busy doing my job that, you know, I had to cut back. So I helped this brother out, part of his network. His network is called Let's Speak. You can go on BTR and type in Let's Speak. And I do the Thursday show at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's all about relationships, dating, and also things that have to do with males because, you know, we as males, we got to have a vision for what we're trying to do, which is part of our problem. That whole 50-50 mentality ain't going to work and don't work with most people. So, and we have some good, lively, open group shows. Everybody gets a chance to speak. Everybody gets a chance to talk. So it's at 10 o'clock. Come on through.
That's up. Come on, right?
It's called Let's Speak as a Network. 10 o'clock p.m. Thursdays. Yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate that, brother, and I will tune in on that Thursday, 10 p.m. My schedule is kind of the same with everything I do. And
well, I tell you this, your phone is breaking up. You sound like a transformer. But I don't think me or the lady heard anything that you said. Lady, did you hear anything that he said?
Sister, you still on?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Did you hear anything the host said?
No, I can't hear him. And I don't know if it's going to get any better. I'm listening, but I can't hear anything he's saying.
Well, you know, folks, that being said, I don't want to continue to irritate y'all with a robot voice or anything like that. So I'm going to be ending the show. I do encourage you to listen in. I have a morning show which airs Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., I will probably steal some of what I do on this show into that show, seeing that I'm going to do away with this show altogether
right,
and further notice.
And, well, you know, before you end the show, can I hear what the lady was thinking? I mean, before you end it, I'm always trying to get new ideas.
What do you mean? My opinion on what you guys were talking about with the. The black man, I was told by a family member, and I thought this was very interesting, and he said that he felt like the problem with the black man is that they are always competing against one another. It just no matter what walk of life they're in, he said they just always seem to be trying to one-up one another instead of loving one another and having brotherhood. They're always in competition with one another as though someone is always looking. And he just was very heartbroken over that. On the job, you know, it's just like one big old sports team, he said. So, it saddens me, but you know, I'm finding now that when I speak, especially me, brothers tend to get so offended, so I kind of stay away from those conversations. I feel like the righteous man will see what ails the black man and, you know, try and do something about it. But I believe personally that the various modalities of sex have to do with the psychology and the mindset as to why we are struggling. But I also want to say, I hope that you won't stop the show in the evenings. It's really great. Are you saying that you will no longer have a show in the evening?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying today's show will be the last and there'll be no more. I will say this before we get off the air. I don't think people have an issue with the things you say. I just think that it's more of a you have a powerful thought process, but if no one else is allowed to speak while you're speaking, I think that's where folks run into. I myself, most of the time that you speak, I try to mute myself and let you get your full exasperation out. While I have noticed that if someone else speaks, you cut them off when you get an idea. And maybe that's possibly maybe where a lot of that comes from. But I will defer back over to the host. I'll be quiet.
Oh, definitely. Well, I agree. And sister, with what you said with black people being in competition, that sums up what I'm feeling in my heart today. And you could have just said that, and that was it, just summed up my show. And like I said, I see that people like the show, and I see people are listening, and I want to do the show, but I want to do it on a quality professional level, definitely not like the sound is right now, and just not together right now. So I'm contemplating doing this show again until I'm positive it can be done in excellency. I hope y'all can hear that.
Wow. I'm going to miss you. I mean, I really like you guys. And there was another brother that invited me to be on the panel with you all. And I've been trying to catch up with you ever since. I would like to do that. You know, I mean, I would like to be a part of maybe a panel that you may have once or twice a week, if you have it in your mind to do that.
Well, sister, can you email me your contact information and I can get with you on some ideas?
Okay, but listen to me. My name is Ocean. Do you remember me? The email that I got last time was wrong. It didn't work.
What was that again?
The email did not work. That's how come I was not able to get in touch with, I forget what the guy's name, he wanted me to do a podcast with him, but the email was wrong. So can I send a message to, I'm going to send a message to your BTR.
Okay.
Email.
I'll definitely
get
that.
Okay, so I'm going to send it to you tonight, but if I really enjoyed that show that we had that time, and I haven't been able to catch up with you guys since. This is the first time I've been able to speak to you, and it's all the audio is all messed up. But if you could let me know what day I would like to participate.
Right. I will definitely get in contact with you. If you hit me on BTR, send me that message, I will get that, and I will contact you, sister, and give you the update on where I feel that I can take the show.
Okay, now what's your name again?
My name is Taqee, T-A-Q-U-E-E.
Yeah, it was you. It was you who invited me to do. Okay. All right, so I'm going to send you a message to the BTR, okay?
Okay.
All righty, then. So I'll look here for you.
And I'll definitely respond back, my sister.
Okay. All righty, then.
And I want to thank y'all for coming on. Thank you so much. And letting me know that my sound was horrible, so I can stop aggravating people with this horrible sound and work on getting things a little more excellent and a little more together.
Yeah, and you know what, I hope Ocean would consider coming to the Thursday show, but I let her decide that. We allow everybody to speak, but I have historically had a difference of opinion, but I try to give her the floor as much as possible to express her scenario. But we have a panel. We have two Latin women, one black lady, and three black guys. So we have a pretty even kilter. We try to be jokingly intellectual on our side. But like Usha said, I hope you continue your thing, though, man. I mean, you know, it's all about keeping it alive.
Definitely. I appreciate y'all telling me that. And that actually gives me a lot more motivation to put more effort into keeping the show alive. And definitely I will keep you all updated on where we're going. Ocean, I'll give you a...
But I want to say this before you hang up. This show, what you were talking about tonight, you need to do it again.
Okay. I will definitely do that, my sister.
Okay. All right.
So maybe I'll do a final episode next week. Maybe we'll do that. If y'all promise to come on.
Okay. All right. Stay up, and I'll send you a message in the next few minutes.
Okay, my attempt, my sister.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Conversations with intelligent black men, people of color on a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. With your host, Tyke Higgs, a.k.a. Black Neo, freeing minds from the matrix with technology, and the co-host that does the most, JC, a.k.a. Apple Black. The spirit chucker that's shutting down the fucker. And it's on right now. So let's get on out of here.